For over 30 years, the Winnebago Land Genealogical Society has provided its members with unique programming and guests, covering a variety of genealogical and historical topics. My name is Michael MacArthur, librarian at the Oshkosh Public Library. In this episode of the Winnebago Land Genealogical Society podcast, I will be talking with longtime Genealogical Society member and current programming chair, Marie Beattie, about some various Genealogical Society programming. So, what are some of the most memorable or interesting programs that the Winnebago Land Genealogical Society has had in the last 30 years?
Well, I think one of the really good programs that we have and repeat quite often is the one about starting your family tree. Mara Monroe, a charter member of our group and a librarian here at Oshkosh Public Library, is a real expert in genealogy resources and so forth. Our collection is quite large, and we do pretty much talk about Germany and German people, though there's other information also. We have also had the president of the Wisconsin State Genealogical Society come and speak to us, and she talked about things like the census, because there's a lot of intricate things about census. She also had a bunch of forms that she passed out amongst the people to kind of let you know how to record your family history. And that was very interesting. And we had a really, they almost threw us out of the library because we had a long list of questions.
I imagine that something, if you have someone like from the Historical Society who does this 24/7, 360 or so days a year, that she has a lot of information to give out and convey.
Yes, she did. She had a lot. She was very interesting. And another program that we had that I thought was very interesting, but also pretty emotional, back in 1856, they started this program where orphan children from the New York area who had parents who were either too poor or had died or whatever and couldn't raise their children, so they took them to the Catholic orphanage there. And the people there decided to put them on the train and ship them west, and people adopted them along the way. We did have several people who came to Oshkosh, and we have since looked up information about them. So that was interesting and had something to do with our own area. On that video, there also were interviews with some of these people. Because they talked about how their lives had gone, because some were adopted by good people and some mostly because they wanted a kid to work. And the ones that came here were pretty positive. They'd had a good life and they were happy they came. But it was very emotional because everyone who knows about children knows how sad that must have been that they never went back to their families. So that was, I thought, a very good program and people did enjoy it. That orphan train program quit in 1930.
Okay.
But all that long time, they had been sending children west.
Yeah. And just out of curiosity, what kind of, so it told the story, did you discover any new resources of how you traced history or the for these orphans when they once they got to Oshkosh?
We did talk about that a bit. I don't know that there are special resources, but because we have information on the newspapers in our area and all, you could go back and you kind of knew which year you were looking for. And there are records at courthouses and places about adopted children. And so there were some sources mentioned. And, of course, there's always talking to local people who may have known those people.
Right.
So we did find out information on the ones that came to Oshkosh. I would assume other cities, small towns, whatever, would have had the same information if they were looking to see where their children came from or if they still had family somewhere.
Genealogical Society here mostly focuses on people of German heritage, but you've also had programming and the library has resources for people of other nationalities too, right?
Yes, we do. I myself have a family that is of Norwegian descent for the most part, and so and also relatives still living in Norway. So we found that the Norwegian people are very proud of their heritage, and they have been doing, as a project from their universities, all the church books are being digitized, and they do English and Norwegian, so you can actually go online, and you can look up your relative's baptism, the date, the sponsors, whatever else, the farm name a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Very helpful information if you're looking for Norwegian people. One of the interesting things about Norwegians is if your father's name was Ole, then your last name is Olsen or Olth daughter, because they didn't have family names back when you're most likely looking for your people. They do now, but they didn't then. Yeah. So, and these church books that I was talking about, they give birth, baptism, confirmation, marriage, and death records and information with. And on these databases, as they can find them, they are also putting on pictures of the farm and other kinds of related information, some probate, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So looking up Norwegians is not very difficult.
If you know where to look.
Yeah, if you know where to look. And
which if you didn't before this, before these kinds of presentations.
Yeah.
That would call up the call up Oslo and say, do my relatives
call
there?
Census of 1801. Yeah.
I would like the census of 1801. You have that, right?
Yes.
Norwegian government, right?
Yeah, yeah. So and besides Norway, we also have had other people from other nationalities come and talk with us.
So the first actual meeting that I attended, the Genealogical Society was having a program on brick walls, which I found kind of interesting. What was that program like?
Well, everybody in looking for their family finds that some roads lead to nowhere. And so you found Uncle Charlie, but you can't find anything about Uncle Charlie. So we kind of got together at that particular program and just talked amongst ourselves and tried to help people over the humps. But a lot of times you can solve these problems by going to a database that's online. Family Search, which is run by the Mormon Church in Utah, is a big free database. They have a lot of information. They go out and find this stuff, and it really helps when you start looking because you can find stuff about your family. The really nice thing for most people is that's a free database, but it has a tremendous amount of information. And you can look at that all night at home if you want, in your jammies, with your coffee, whatever, you know. But there you might find an answer to your question. Or you might want to go to Ancestry. Now, Ancestry is free at our public library here in Oshkosh, but if you have it at home, and you can, there is a fee for that. So you might go there. They have a lot of information. It might be that Uncle Charlie is there somewhere. I know I have looked on there, and it's amazing some of the stuff that they actually have. So hopefully we can solve your brick walls, either because one of us knew a way you could go or because one of those databases helped you out. But, you know, everybody's got the brick walls, and we just got to get over them somehow.
All right. I also understand that the Genealogical Society has had some presentations by some of the local authors here in Oshkosh.
Yes, we have. And we always get a big crowd for those because people in Oshkosh are very interested in the town of Oshkosh and the history of some of the things that have gone on here. So we did have one author. He came in and he talked about the bars and the saloons. And at one time, there were a lot of them here because that's kind of a common thing in Germany to have a little corner bar. And so a lot of people's families had been involved with one or the other, and I think that's why the big crowd, people wanted to hear about their family and the bars and
it's kind of an integral part of, you know, traditional German culture is the corner bar, the tavern.
Well, they're kind of like the social centers. People get together there and eat and have some drinks and play cards and have a good time. And so a lot of people came to hear that program. Another man came, and he had written about the grocery stores and other small businesses around Oshkosh. And, of course, that was interesting, too, because like the bars, the little grocery stores at one time were neighborhood stores. And so people remembered when they went there as children and kind of things they bought. And so that was fun. Then another person who has written quite a few books, I think most people who know about Oshkosh have heard about Clarence Anke Youngworth. And he loves Oshkosh, and he's written about almost everything that could have gone on here. He has the happiest face when he talks, because he also is on TV sometimes. Now, he hasn't been to the Genealogy Society for a while, because he's in his 90s now and doesn't get around as well as he used to.
Still make it into truck every once in a while, though, yeah. I've heard somehow.
He just was very interested in everything, and I know I have seen him talk about the trains and all kinds of things that went on. And right now, we have a lady from our genealogy group who is writing a book about the Germans from Russia. She is finishing up the last chapter, and she's hoping to get that published sometime in the coming year, and so we're hoping to have a program from her talking about all these Germans from Russia that came to this area at one time.
So the programming is mostly focused on research methods and different tools and ways that you can jumpstart or overcome brick walls. But the Genealogical Society is more than just study and databases and searching, right?
Right. Yes. We always take time out at Christmas, for instance, to have nice refreshments. And we've at different programs, we have brought different things in to talk about. And so sometimes we have brought items that maybe were cooking items that people aren't using anymore, but that your relatives, your grandma, your great-grandma had, you know. One time we did costumes, which really weren't German costumes so much as just old-fashioned clothes that we had here. Sometimes we've done recipes and things like that, talked about that kind of thing. But it's always a fun night. I mean, maybe we make up some games. One time we brought in Christmas ornaments, old Christmas ornaments. That was pretty interesting. So it's always a fun night, and we look forward to that. In May, we've always had potluck supper because we don't really have meetings in June and July. Usually we are out reading a cemetery or some other project that we want to do for our research purposes. And so in May, as kind of a wind-up for what is our year, we have a potluck supper. And a lot of times, there isn't really a program for that. We kind of sit around and get acquainted, because when you have a lot of research kind of programs, you don't have a lot of visiting time, but it always makes a nicer organization if people know each other. And so we like to sit around and talk a little bit, and some of the people in Oshkosh are really related to a lot of the other people, so sometimes they do talk genealogy, but a lot of times it's just fun. I would like to invite you to visit one of our monthly meetings at the Oshkosh Public Library. I think you would enjoy it. People are nice, and we certainly have interesting conversations and programs. We have a website where you can get information on dates and program topics. That's always nice to know what's going to be going on. The website is Winnebago Genealogy Society /blogspot. It also can be reached from the library homepage. You can also inquire at the reference desk. Someone will be glad to help you. Our librarians are always friendly and helpful. If you've already started research on your family tree, they'll be happy to help you find resources both online and in the library. So what I really want to do is welcome you and ask you to come to our programs. And I wish you good night and happy hunting. This podcast was recorded at the Oshkosh Public Library.